Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Curtis. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The center fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Correll and he is out, Royster applying the tag. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows. Evans reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Correll drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCovey out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royster moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royster moves to third. Bonnell moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll takes first base on ball 4. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth takes first base on ball 4. Correll moves to second. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Burrows hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomasson. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Montanez moves to third. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaverlow takes first base on ball 4. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomasson hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gilbreth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Cornut now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Montanez moves to third. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Correll is walked intentionally. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Montanez scores. Matthews scores. Correll moves to third. Moore moves to second. It's 6-1, Braves. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilbreth is walked intentionally. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-2 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Correll scores. Moore moves to third. Gilbreth moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Braves. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Cornut covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Correll is called out on strikes. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Cornut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cornut strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. Andrews moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. Correll drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Evans out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing shortstop. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cornut fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey strikes out. 1 out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.